This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I don't know if any of you remember an author who simply went by one name. Her name was Glaffery. Glaffery, I think that's the correct way of pronouncing it. Her name was spelled G-L-A-P-H-R-E, Glaffery. She wrote some powerful books. One book that I still have in my library called When the Pieces Don't Fit, that she died in 2005. She had physical deformity. She had physical illness. She describes her own life as a mess, just one turmoil after another, one crisis after another, until she met Jesus Christ. It's a powerful testimony. But here's what I want to share with you about Jesus being the blessing. She said how we can be a blessing to other people no matter what your occupation. You don't have to be in the ministry. You don't have to be a missionary. You don't have to be in a medical profession to bless people. Here's what she said. Are you a real estate agent? As God directs, you could share with clients the one with a capital O who makes the house a home. Do you do babysitting? Did you ever stop to think that you could pray for the children you are watching and involve them in projects of kindness? Do you ever make deliveries in your job? Did you ever stop to think that the Lord could use you to pray for the people you deliver to as you go up to a business, as you go up to a house? You can say, Lord, I pray a blessing upon this business, upon this home. Maybe a new way of thinking about your work. Do any of you coach? You can pray for your team. Ask God to teach them the most important victory in life is to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Are any of you teachers? Have you ever thought about being involved in praying for your students? Are you a husband or are you a wife? You don't have to rely on books or the world's trends to know what kind of mate you should be. You can actually seek God's counsel in your marriage. Just a side note here, there are about 5,000 books on the market today on, you know, how to be a good husband, be a good mate. 5,000 books. Most of the people who read those books would never think to say, Lord, could you help me be a better husband or a better wife? Lord, is there anything that you could reveal to my spirit that would make me a more loving husband, a more loving wife? Is there something that needs to come away from my life? And those people will buy the books, will lay down the money at Barnes & Noble and not approach the throne of grace, the throne of God. Are you a parent? She says you could believe in your children's need to know God's love, and you could believe in your child's potential. You could be their faithful prayer supporter. You could be their intercessor regardless of their age. Support your children with your prayers. And then the last page of her book, When the Pieces Don't Fit, says this: I want people to know that there is a God. A God who heals, a God who forgives, and a God who has a dream with your name on it. I love that. I want you people to know there is a God. He heals, he forgives, and he has a dream with your name on it. As a parent, you have tremendous power with what's called giving your children a blessing. As a husband, you have tremendous power with your wife in giving her the blessing. As a wife, being a blessing to your husband and giving him the blessing. The official religious definition of the word blessing is an authoritative pronouncement of God's favor on a person. I don't use that definition. I'll tell you what blessing is. It's affirming in people's lives the things that really matter. You want to be a blessing to your children? You affirm them in the three things that Paul said in Corinthians are the three great lasting qualities: faith, hope, and love. All this week, the message is called Jesus is the Blessing from Hebrews 11. We're going to talk about how you can be a blessing to your spouse, to your children. As God blesses your life, you can be a blessing. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.